Yes, my name is Hamza Idris. I'm from Nigeria. I'm the editor of the Daily Trust. It's one of the leading national newspapers in Nigeria.
Was it a long way to Russia for you now?
It was long. Yeah, I had to, I had a layover at Doha in Qatar because it was almost 8 hours from Nigeria to Doha, and then from Doha to this place, 5.5 hours. So it was a long journey.
And when did you come?
Yesterday? Yes, I came here on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yes, exactly.
Is it your first visit to Russia?
Yes, it was my first visit to Russia at the invitation of the government through a third party, Dr. Suleiman. We met in Baku in November last year, and he said Russia is actually inviting a lot of people from across the world to come and discuss many issues. And I said, yes, I'm interested.
And why are you interested in this form?
Yes, because in Africa, Russia is also making inroad. I mean, Russia is trying to have more friends, including in Nigeria, a neighboring Niger, in Mali, in Burkina Faso. So I found it timely to come so that I can hear why Russia is actually having interest in Africa.
Do you speak Russian a little bit?
Not at all. But maybe before I leave, I like maybe greetings. Hello, good morning. Yes, also delight.
And what do you think, what role does have Russia now in the modern world?
Very important. Very important. And I'm saying this because quite a number of countries, they are looking for new friendship. Many countries have been colonized by France, by Britain, and many other countries, But Russia is now coming up in a different way, not colonialism per se, but friendship, two-way relationship that will be mutually beneficial. And I think they are really getting good friends now.
And what do you dream about to change in the world?
You say what?
What do you dream or do you think that we need to change something in the world?
Fairness, yeah. The world should be fair, especially in Africa. We have a lot of challenges. Poverty is pervasive. Education is still an issue. Access to education, access to health. And since when I was young, I know that Russia was making moves through giving a lot of scholarships. So I hope that this forum will also give opportunities for people from Africa, from Latin America, and other parts of the world to also come and benefit. Russia has gone very far in terms of technology, so we start to get more. And it's going to be mutually beneficial. We have the population. We have vast market, like in Nigeria. It's a country with over 230 million people. So having partnership with Russia, it's better.
And can you tell something about your national home?
Yes, I'm from the northern part of Nigeria, and this is how we dress. Yeah, for special events like this.
Special events?
Yes.
This is special.
It's very special. And that's why I came with this. So as to now show that I'm proud of my country. I'm very, very proud of Nigeria.
Yes, it's very good. And we are hoping that Russia and your country are friends.
Yes, they are friends. Yes, we have a lot of Russian citizens in Nigeria, and they are welcoming because even when I went for my visa, the reception was awesome. Yes, I said I'm a journalist and I'm going to Russia to attend this conference, and I was given the visa within 2 hours.
Won't you have any problems in other countries because of your visit to Russia?
I really don't know because I travel a lot. So maybe now when I'm going to America, I don't know how they are going to look at my visa, my passport. But fair enough, because I feel I am entitled to have friendship all over the world. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.